Two are here, I have a few ideas how we can spend our time. To elevate this night from pretty decent to exquisitely divine. You wouldn't stay inside to pay the bills on a warm and sunny day. And if you had your own lightsaber, you wouldn't use it as a desk light. And if you open a bottle of wine, you drink instead of letting it go stale. And if you had your own spaceship, you wouldn't only use it for domestic flights. So, do you really think that nature gave this body to you just to get from A to B and to process food? I'm sure that your creator would be rather hurt if you didn't think that proposition's plain absurd. So what better way to have some fun than this for two for the price of none? Cause is it really so presumptuous to optimize your philosophic calculus? And we can sleep soon enough, and in the meantime the tonic can get stuffed. If you master telepathy, you probably won't need to send a fax. So why go get a massage when you have your own devoted volunteer? And if you could turn invisible, you may choose not to pay any tax. Sure, Einstein played the violin, but you wouldn't have pushed him to make it a career. That would have been a relatively bad idea. Should be quite effortless to make yourself at home. Let's board the doors, turn off the phone. Why not practice awesomeness with me tonight? Why watch TV when you can be with me? Why defy your body's most natural state? Why drive a car when you can levitate? Cause limiting your body in this crazy way is to close the curtains on a sunny day. And we can sleep soon enough, and in the meantime the tonic can get stuffed. For even the convinced parties and dualist needs his mind and body to coexist. So while we're agile, there's no playground angle steep enough. No pleasure unattainable, no joy too much. And we can sleep soon enough, and in the meantime,
you know what?